Hi, this is Michelle Anderson, and I'm up here in Millinocket, north of Bangor. My daughter was deployed to Iraq on Monday, and it occurred to me a couple of weeks before she left that I didn't know what the actual mission was there. In an effort to find out, I figured I'd call Susan Collins. Senator Collins is one of my senators, and I knew that she's on the Committee on Armed Services, so I called her office. I talked to people at a couple of offices, and they couldn't tell me. I called my other senator, Olympia Snow's office, and got the same lack of information. So I called my congressman, Mike Mishu's office. Same thing. After calling literally 10 offices of these three representatives, some of them more than once, I still got no information. It was then that I decided that no one would ever believe some of the responses I was getting, and at that point, I decided to record my odyssey. This podcast is the result of those recordings. Please forgive the frustration in my voice, but by the time we got to this point, frustrated is exactly what I was.
Senator Shell's office.
Hi, my name is Michelle Anderson. I'm up here in Millinocket.
Mm-hmm.
And I am...
Are you for it or against it?
For
I've got all lines lit up. For it or against it?
I'm not calling about that. About...
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, what's the issue everybody's calling you about?
About health care. And I've got four people on hold.
Okay,
I'm all alone here.
I need to know what the mission is in Iraq.
The what?
The stated and written mission in Iraq.
I don't have that answer.
Who has that answer?
I have to put you on hold.
All right.
Hold on.
After about a minute, she returned to the phone.
Okay, here I am for a second.
Okay, I can't find out. I got a daughter going to Iraq this week, and I'd like to know what the stated mission is.
Have you tried online?
Yes.
I mean, I'm just here answering calls because we're getting besieged by calls about the health care bill.
Right.
So I can't answer that. But I will tell you what, if you want to call back in about, I'm going to say a half an hour.
Okay.
Maybe the regional representative can tell you.
Okay, and what is your name?
The regional representative.
No.
She's out.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay. And she's going to be back, and she would be better equipped to answer that question.
And what was your name? I was asking your name.
Goodwin.
Your first name is Goodwin?
No. My last name is Goodwin.
Okay,
Most people want my last name.
I just want to be conversational.
Okay,
honey. I'll call in about a half an hour. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye. Not content to wait for half an hour, and certain that somewhere in the offices of my representatives, there surely must be somebody who could tell me the mission in Iraq, I called another of Susan Collins' offices.
Good afternoon. Susan Collins' office.
I can help. Hi. Oh, this is Susan Collins' office?
Yeah.
I've been calling all of the different offices to try to find the answer to just a single question. My daughter's scheduled to go over to Iraq. I'd like to know, what is the mission in Iraq?
Hold on.
Thank
hold
you.
On. One second.
Thanks. I was on hold about a minute and a half.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey there. At this time, we're just advising and peacekeeping.
So there's no real mission?
Advising and peacekeeping, as far as I know. If you'd like to leave a comment for the senator, I could pass that along.
A comment?
Yeah.
I don't have a comment. I just have a question. My daughter's going over there. She's in the Army. I'd like to know what it is that she's risking her life for.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find anybody in the government who can tell me what's the mission. Why is my daughter about to go risk her life over there?
Yeah. As far as we know, it's advising and peacekeeping. Anything more than that, we really don't deal with that. So.
And what was your name?
Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
You're welcome.
Still not satisfied, which probably isn't overly strange, given the tentative tone in Robert's voice and his use of the phrase, as far as we know, I figured I'd call another of Senator Snow's offices.
Good afternoon, Senator Snow's office.
Hi. I've called all of your other offices and nobody can answer my question. I'm hoping you can.
All right.
I've got a daughter who's about to leave for Iraq.
Okay.
I would like to know, what is the mission in Iraq?
Okay. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Millinocket.
Okay, all right. I just was curious. The phone looked funny.
You know why? Because I don't have a regular phone. It's voice over IP.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay, so your daughter, you say, is about to be deployed to Iraq?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that their first time?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And so you're saying why?
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, I know what the mission is, and I know that the mission in Afghanistan is to find bin Laden.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that the mission in Iraq was regime change, but obviously that's been accomplished. So I'm wondering, what is the mission?
Right, right. Well, I'm not going to say, because I'm not the expert. Just a moment.
Thank you.
What is your name, please?
Michelle Anderson.
Michelle Anderson. And who else have you called, Michelle?
I called your other offices. I called Susan.
I called
Susan Collins's office, and uh-huh. I got pretty much nothing there either.
Okay, well, just a moment. Let me put you on hold.
Thank
just
you.
Just a second, Michelle.
Thanks. So about 2 minutes later, she got back on the phone.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, yes.
I spoke with the regional rep, who is the supervisor of the office.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And she said, to say that, of course, you're right, the regime change occurred.
Uh-huh.
But we're there now trying to stabilize the military and the government, the civilian government, so that they can govern themselves.
Okay.
And that is that's a tough one, because we're, you know, stabilizing is not always easy.
Right. Okay, so that's the official mission statement?
Well, that is what my regional rep stated,
okay.
Michelle.
Okay.
And we thank you for your daughter's service. Is she in the Army?
Yes, she is.
Mm-hmm. Where is she currently staying?
She's in Savannah, Georgia, right outside of Savannah, Georgia, is where she's stationed.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we thank her for her service. What is her name, Michelle?
Her name is Tanya.
Tanya, T-A-N-Y-A?
I-A.
Oh, I-A.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we certainly thank her. Please thank her for us, would you?
I sure will. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Michelle. Would you like to leave your mailing address for us?
Sure.
Okay.
It's 146.
Uh-huh.
Katahdin Avenue.
Okay.
Millinocket, Maine.
Okay.
04462.
04462.
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you, Michelle. And a good question, obviously, especially when Tanya's going, right?
Yep. Yeah.
And we do thank her. And when is she leaving?
On the 23rd.
23rd of October?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, certainly we do wish her, Godspeed.
Thank you.
All right?
Thank you very much.
And thanks, Michelle.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that didn't sound very official to me. And again, the aide didn't sound very sure of herself. So I figured I'd call my congressman, Mike Mishu's office.
Congressman Mishu's office, may I help you?
Yes, my name's Michelle Anderson. I'm down here in Millinocket, and I'd like to know, I'm trying to find out, my daughter's about to go to Iraq, and I would like to find out, what is our stated mission in Iraq?
Okay. And let me get your contact information. Do you have an email address as well?
Sure.
Okay. And you said it's Michelle Anderson.
Yes.
One L or two L's in your first name?
Two L's.
Okay. And Anderson with an O or an E?
O.
Okay. And what's your mailing address?
146 Katahdin Avenue, Millinocket, 04462.
04462. And your email address?
mbander@gmail.com.
mbander?
Uh-huh. So it looks
okay.
Like mbander.
Okay, mbander at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let me see if I can get that. If I can get it real quickly and fire it off to you, I will. My name's Barbara,
okay,
and I'll try to send you an email. When is she shipping out?
Next week.
Next week, okay.
Okay?
Okay, I'll see what I can get for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Just as a point of information, I still have not heard from Congressman Mishu's office in this matter, but I thought perhaps Senator Collins's Washington office might have the information I was looking for.
Good afternoon, Senator Susan Collins' office. How may I help you?
Hi. I've called your offices here in Maine, and nobody can really give me an answer. So I'm hoping you can. My daughter's about to deploy to Iraq. I simply want to know, what is our stated mission in Iraq? I know the senator's on the Armed Services Committee, so I don't understand why nobody can give me an answer.
She's actually... Okay. What is the exact answer you're looking for, ma'am?
The mission in Iraq. The current mission in Iraq.
Okay, and can I just get your name again?
Michelle Anderson.
Address?
146 Katahdin Avenue, Millinocket, 04462. Am I going to have to wait for a letter?
Yes, that's not an answer that I have, ma'am. If you would like a response, I can have the senator send you a letter.
My daughter is about to leave and risk her life in Iraq, and you now want me to wait for a form letter for an answer? Can you give me somebody I can call? I mean, you guys, that's my senator's office. She's on the committee. How is it that you guys don't have that information?
Please hold.
Thank you. 5.5 minutes later, she returned to the phone.
Hi, ma'am. Are you still on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Our military legislative assistant is not here today. He's actually in Maine. If I can take down your phone number, he can call you back probably Tuesday.
Tuesday? Today's Friday. He can call me back Tuesday?
Ma'am, Congress is not in session over the weekend, and Monday's a holiday. I know it's inconvenient. He'll get it. He might get it before that. I'm really not sure.
Well, it's a little more than inconvenient, though. I mean, if you were going to Iraq and your mom was trying to find out why, would you understand?
Ma'am, I understand, and there's only so much that I can do from this position. Once it's been passed,
can you give me somebody?
She can give you more.
Can you give me somebody that I can call? Someone that would have an answer for me.
This would be the person that would have your answer. And if you give me your telephone number and contact information, I can have him contact you.
Okay. It's 207-447-4006.
Okay, that's 447-4006?
Yes.
Okay.
Now tell me again, which senator's office are you? You're with Susan.
This is Senator Collins' office, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yes.
Just to clear up, you said you contacted her district offices?
Yeah, I called Bangor. I guess they're real busy. People are calling in because this is how they answered the phone. Are you for it or against it? So I guess they're having a lot of people call in about an issue.
Yeah, lots of people have been calling in about various issues.
Yeah, so Bangor couldn't talk to me at all because she was alone and she had all the phones going. And the other lady didn't know. I mean, nobody's been able to tell.
This was Susan Collins' office in Bangor?
Excuse me?
This was Susan Collins' Bangor office?
Oh, you know what? It might not have been Bangor. Hold on a second. Let me check.
Okay.
Augusta. I called Augusta and I called Portland. You know what? I called both of my senators. I figure one of those women ought to know. But,
right.
And okay, I'm getting them mixed up in my head now because.
I'm going to give you this other phone number. Try in the meantime.
Okay.
I'll still give your phone number to the military legislative assistant.
Okay.
And this is Senator Collins, Bangor State Office.
All right.
It's 207-945-0417.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Okay. And I'm sorry for any inconvenience, ma'am. You have a nice day.
Yeah. So I did call Bangor.
Senator Susan Collins, Bangor office.
Hi, I called earlier. I'm trying to to find out what the mission is in Iraq? Was it you that I talked to earlier?
I don't believe so.
I have a child going to Iraq this month, and I'd like to know what the mission is in Iraq. Nobody seems to be able to tell me.
Hold on one moment, please.
Thank you. 6 minutes went by, during which I got a phone call on my other line. You hear the end of that conversation as Michael picks up the phone.
Michael, don't.
Yeah, call me back. Hang on one moment. Let me call you back. Bye. Hi, my name is... Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to know what is the mission in Iraq?
What is the mission in Iraq?
I'm the mother of a soldier. She's going to Iraq this coming week. And I'm, you know, just offhandedly asked somebody what the mission is. Nobody can tell me. I've called everybody. Nobody can tell me.
Well, you know, according to the DOD, the United States mission is to help rebuild Iraq. Includes rebuilding ports, roads, airports, schools, water and wastewater treatment and distribution facilities, power production. And
that's our current mission?
Yes. It also includes helping Iraq manage its water resources, including its marshlands. Iraq's reconstruction will be to rebuild its workforce capacity, a good source of comprehensive.
Okay, help me understand this, because I don't have a lot of experience in this area. But the mission, once the mission's accomplished, then the war's over and everybody comes home. Is that right? I mean, is that how it works?
No, not necessarily. The war, for example, World War II ended, and yet there was a tremendous effort, as you may know from history, to rebuild the country, get the impacted countries stabilized.
Okay.
Let me read the Department of Defense issued a statement. But I mean, is this what you want, or would you like to pass on a message to the senator?
No, you know what? I was just, at this point, I have made literally 25 phone calls to senators, congressmen, you know, trying to find out just what the mission is, and nobody could tell me. So I guess you've told me that's the official mission, right, from the DOD.
That's what, the DOD statement says on it, yes.
Okay. And what is your name?
My name's Mike Noyes.
Okay, Mike. All right.
Let me read this to you.
Yes.
Because I think it is, it says, U.S. Department of Defense, Office of Assistant Secretary of Defense. Do you have a computer?
Yes, uh-huh.
Because you can get this right off at the Association of the United States Army, as delivered by Secretary of Defense Robert Gates, Washington, D.C., on October 5th, 2009.
Right off the DOD site?
Yes.
Okay.
What I did is just copied them. I Google search for DOD mission in Iraq.
Okay. Thank you.
And it gives you, explains right from the Secretary of Defense.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, he lost me in all that, and the parts that I did understand just didn't sound right. So I called Senator Snow's Washington, D.C. office.
Good afternoon, Senator Snow's office.
Hi, my name is Michelle. I'm a constituent here in Millinocket. I've been calling both senators' offices, every office I can find, because no one can answer my question.
Okay.
And I'm hoping that since you're right there in the seat of power and all that, you'll be able to answer me.
Hopefully. Let's see.
I have a child who's about to deploy to Iraq.
Okay.
I would like to know, what is the mission in Iraq?
That your son or daughter will be sent on, or
no, the overall mission. I've not been able to find any information, and nobody in any of your offices seems to know either. But I know that when there's a war, we have to have a mission, right?
Yes. My understanding, ma'am, is that the mission in Iraq right now is peacekeeping until their government is stable enough that we can pull our guys out.
Thank you. That you're the first person that's even offered anything reasonable. What is your name, your first name?
Kate.
Thank you so much, Kate.
You're welcome, ma'am. What is your son or daughter with the National Guard, or are they active military?
She's active military.
Okay. Well, will you please tell her thank you for me?
Thank you, I will.
I don't have the balls to stand on the front line like that, so I am so incredibly grateful to the people who are.
Oh, thank you so much.
Of course. When does she ship out?
This coming week. She can't tell me an exact date.
Yeah. And is she down in Georgia?
Yes. How did you know that?
You're talking to someone who has lost 3 friends in Iraq, who are National Guard members in the state of Maine.
So they all
go to Georgia first.
Okay.
And so this has been since 2001.
Oh, bless you.
So thank your daughter for me.
Thank you.
Because there are a lot of great men and women that have served us, and I'm just so incredibly grateful.
Thank you.
Of course. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, ma'am. That'll do it.
Okay. Thank you so much. Enjoy your weekend, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, I finally got an answer from someone who didn't sound like she was guessing on an oral test in high school. And if I understood her correctly, Kate has lost 3 of her friends in Iraq since 2001. God bless you, Kate, and thank you. And as for the rest of the staffers I spoke with about this question, I guess I understand the term close enough for government work. This is Michelle Anderson, north of Bangor.